Governor Jim Justice is seeking a federal disaster declaration for a dozen counties in northern West Virginia hit by flooding in late July. Justice sent a letter to the White House on August 10th requesting the disaster declaration, according to a news release from the State Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety. Justice outlined a preliminary flood damage assessment in the letter. 161 homes were destroyed or suffered major damage in four of the 12 counties. Another 557 homes received minor damage. Justice is requesting both individual and public assistance for Harrison, Marion, Marshall, Ohio, and Wetzel counties, and public assistance for Doddridge, Monongalia, Preston, Randolph, Taylor, Tucker, and Tyler counties. The letter specifically asks for help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Individuals and Household Program, Crisis Counseling, Disaster Legal Services and Unemployment Assistance, and programs from other agencies like the Small Business Administration and the Federal Highway Administration. The late July storm also closed or damaged more than 20 roads in the northern part of the state after at least 3 inches of rain triggered flash floods and mudslides. West Virginia's federal congressional delegation also wrote a letter to the president in support of Justice's request. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.